Your mommy has brought you here. She has been having the hardest time with you lately. Now at her wit's end, she has brought you to me. You're sitting so very quietly on the floor, your eyes level with my pretty thigh-high stockings. I put my glasses on and look you over. Now I notice that your eyes are moving up and down my long legs. Little one, I am up here, I tell you as I lift your chin to adjust your field of vision. That's better, I tell you after you and I are making perfect eye contact. I think on all of the incidents your mommy has told me about. Looking into your sweet, innocent face, I find it hard to believe that you behaved in such a way. I also know that your mommy wouldn't lie to me. What seems to be the problem with your ears, little one, I ask? Your eyes move down as you look at your curled-up legs. You tell me how you've been talking back to your mommy, getting out of bed at night and playing, having the nerve to tell her no to baths, and not eating your vegetables. I lean down and look you in the eye, lifting your chin once again. That stops the day, young man, I tell you sternly. I'm going to be redirecting all that foolish behavior, and you will go home a changed boy. I get up from my seat. You hear my heels on the floor as I go into the other room. Just a moment later, I call for you to join me. This step should wash out the back-talking that you seem to think is acceptable. Open your mouth with my fingers and slide the soap into your little mouth. A frown stretches over your face as the taste fills your mouth. You spit the soap out into your hand. Mommy, please, you cry. I push the soap back into your mouth, holding a towel underneath for your bubbly drool to fall on. Each time I catch you back-talking or using inappropriate language, you get soap. Is that understood? I see you nodding your head. I see the soap begin to slide out, so I have you clamp your teeth gently on it to hold it in place. A moment later, I take the soap from your mouth and wipe your face with a towel. Do we understand what soaping is and why it happens, I ask you? Your reply is, yes, ma'am. I take you to the living room as I'm making dinner. I give you some art supplies to make a nice I'm sorry card for your mommy. There are markers, construction paper, colored pencils, glue, scissors, and everything you need all here. I keep an eye on you as I begin peeling potatoes, carrots, and onions. You listen to my kitchen knife on the cutting board as you're making your little card. You bring me the card to see. And that's nice, but you can do better. Use all the materials that are over there because dinner will be ready soon, I tell you. You look angry and confused as you see me dumping all of the chopped vegetables into a food processor with some tomatoes going in last. I get you a small baby plate with the separate sections on it and place a piece of wheat bread on it. Some butter in one section, and I place it on the table. I pour the concoction of vegetables into a bowl and carry it over with me. Next, I walk you over and help you into the high chair, bringing me a chair to place in front of it. Then I tie a plastic red bib with bears dressed as clowns around your neck. Take a baby spoon and get a spoonful of the veggie slop and bring it to your lips. You give me a most disgusted look and shake your head no. Yes, little one, if you will not eat your vegetables the way mommy fixes them for you, then you will have mommy's veggie slop. Now open wide. Still, you refuse. I take my free hand and pinch your nose. This forces your mouth to open when you cannot hold your breath any longer. I take the opportunity to place a spoonful into your mouth. You defiantly let it roll out of your mouth and onto your bib. I take a spit cloth and wipe your bib clean, remove you from the high chair, and drag you into the living room. I help you get shoes on, and out switch hunting we go. I point and order you to pick out a switch. You do and go back inside. I roughly remove your shirt and your diaper, bringing you into my lap, pinning your arms down with one arm and swinging the switch with the other. I hear you cry out, "No, Mommy, don't!" I get you off my lap and tie a stocking gag into your mouth to stifle your cries, then go back to switching your backside. As I swing the flexible switch against your little bottom, I tell you, you'll eat the dinner I made for you, young man. You're not here for vacation or time away from home. Your mommy sent you here for strong discipline, and I'm not having it. With that, I drop the switch and take you to the table again. Your tear-stained face looks so pitiful, and I almost feel sorry for you. But then I remember you spitting out the soap and being so disobedient. I lie you down on the floor and put a fresh diaper on you. Once you're back into the high chair, I look you in the face and say, "Again," and I have you open your mouth. You make the most horribly twisted face as I feed you the veggie slop. Occasionally I dip the bread in it and feed it to you. And I saw that you started to spit it again, but I think your bottom was sore enough that you thought twice about it. After dinner and bath time, I have to get you ready for bed. I got you in a nice, clean, disposable diaper, fresh with powders and lotion. As you crawled up into the crib inside of Mommy's room, you noticed it was quite different than your crib at home. This crib had what looked to be belts in it. I strapped one leather strap over each leg and buckled it tight. Then I locked a tiny padlock over each one. When you stick your arms through the bars of the crib, you could almost reach the nightstand where I had the keys on a navy blue ribbon. However, they were just out of your reach. I look at you and tell you, this will keep you in your crib and out of trouble. Should any problem arise, I am right here. At last, the room goes dark as I place a locking sleep mask over your eyes. You hear me kiss my hand and place a hand to your cheek. Feel my fingers against your skin. This was going to be a long night. You were scared to imagine what else would be done to you, and to think you had only been here for a few hours. Thoughts of what to come filled your head as you drifted off into sleep.